USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the partial federal government shutdown continues, FBI officials are saying a lack of money is compromising some major investigations. Top Coast Guard officials are expressing dismay that their personnel are not being paid. And though Democrats are sure to make sure they don't pass, the White House is still pushing the Senate to act on the president's proposal that could end the shutdown. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says,
the plan that the president laid out has come from a number of meetings that the president's had with both Republicans and Democrats. The plan includes things that Democrats have specifically said they wanted to see, things we know that they want.
Los Angeles public school teachers going back to the classrooms today, ending a strike after an overwhelming approval of the agreement it reached with the school district. The teachers get a 3% raise this year and a 3% retroactive pay hike. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky is open again today after it was shut yesterday because of security concerns and threats that were made against students there. That after some of the students turned up on a viral video that seemed to show them in a controversial incident at last week's March for Life, something they say was greatly misunderstood. One of the students, Grant Hillman, says today students have received a lot of threats, even individually.
The threats, they've been horrible. I've never heard such cruel things wished upon another human being. It ranges from getting locked inside a building and burned alive to sexually assaulted by the clergy members. It's just awful.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross has agreed to testify before Congress about including a controversial citizenship question on the 2020 census form. He'll testify next month after a judge recently ordered the administration to remove that question. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Yesterday was the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion across the USA. And in New York State, lawmakers adopted a new law that protects a woman's right to have an abortion there, making all forms of abortion essentially legal. Republican State Senator Kathy Young says that means even expectant mothers will be at risk of having no recourse should they have an abortion as a product of an assault.
It ignores the fundamental right to carry a pregnancy to term because it guts from our law the criminal penalties used to punish those who seek to take that right away.
Meanwhile, an Iowa judge is striking down the state law there that bans most abortions as soon as a heartbeat's detected in a fetus. That law was seen as the most restrictive abortion law in the nation. The judge pointing to an Iowa Supreme Court ruling last year that said a woman's right to choose is a fundamental right. And in New York, they're very excited about former Yankee pitcher Mariano Rivera being selected for the Baseball Hall of Fame. The first time ever someone's been selected by a unanimous vote. The 42nd Street sign outside Grand Central Terminal has the 42 from the back of Rivera's jersey plastered on it. Mark Wurzel from the Grand Central Partnership says the star pitcher deserves to be honored for an amazing career. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.